If you could hold on to one memory from your life forever, what would that be?
I think the memory that is the most important to me is when I had my children. So it was you and your sister. Those were the days that it was kind of the fulfillment of a dream for me to have children. When I was young, I always wanted to babysit. I always wanted to take care of younger kids. In fact, I just love taking care of my baby dolls, but to actually have my own children. So those were the two most important moments of my life when I gave birth to you and your sister.
Mm-hmm, you're so sweet. Is there anything that you've never told me but want to tell me now?
I think sometimes I neglect to let your sister and you know how sometimes I get lonely. Mm-hmm. I think people see me all the time as being the strong one in the family, the one everybody turns to. Your friends and Jay's friends always call me mom.
Yes.
Sometimes it's nice, but sometimes it's like, I don't always want to be somebody's mother
right. At
my age now. I want to be nurtured sometimes. I want to be in that role of not necessarily the child, but
being taken care of.
Being taken care of a little bit without being
dependent.
Upon you or your sister. But sometimes it gets hard being the one that everybody turns to.
Are you proud of me?
Of course I am. I'm proud of both you and your sister. You know, I think about that sometimes. You know, my mother had to drop out of school when she was leaving. I think she finished sixth grade. And so she always wanted to get an education and never was able to do that. When my grandfather told her she was going to have to leave school so that her siblings could go, she said she cried for a week. She mm-hmm. loved school.
Right. So
just the fact that, you know, I was able to get an education, then, well, my siblings, my brother and my sister, you know, we all have a college education, something my mother always wanted. And then for you and your sister both to, you know, have finished college. But I'm very proud of both of you.
People used to say I was following your footsteps.
Oh, that's right. That's right. By being a teacher. Yeah.
Not saying I, you know, left teaching because of that. But
right.
I just didn't get the fulfillment. Do you have a funny story about me growing up?
Mm.
Something that's funny. Because I know I'm funny.
Well, I remember being at my parents' house. I mean, you were upset about something and you were crying. And I remember Papa saying, don't cry now because you're at Papa's house, you know. And I remember going in the back and talking to my mother about you being upset about something. You had misbehaved. You or your sister had misbehaved. And I was talking to my mother about it. And I said, Mom, if that had been me or Billy or Anthony, you know, you would have taken the switch to us. And I remember her saying to me, she said, that's because I didn't know any better. I do it differently now. And I think about that when I look at Maya and Jadel. Complain about Maya. And when you're a grandparent, you see things totally different.
Mm-hmm.